literally in 2 weeks, Vi found a flat for me in Shoreditch of all places. This couldn't be more perfect and you know it. Booker.
Mr. Newsworthy, you're finally moving out of your dad's? Go you! Congratulations. Maybe now you'll have a bit of a life outside of football. Poppy.
Miss a flatmate. Don't avoid the offer. You're staying with me and that's all there is to it. Booker.
Mr. Bossy Booker, I know we've known each other forever, but 2 months is a long time to stay with someone you haven't seen in 6 years. Poppy.
Miss Flatmate, you're still my best friend. You may have buggered off to Germany for far too long, but nothing changes that fact. You staying with me until your flat opens up is destiny's way of giving us an opportunity to rekindle our friendship. Also, rent will be highly competitive. I accept payment in the form of hugs. Booker.
Mr. Cheesy, who are you and what have you done with my best mate, Booker Harris? I thought you only hugged me when I cried. Where's the brooding little boy who used sticks to pick the dirt out from under his fingernails? Poppy.
Miss Denial, you'll be pleased to know that my personal hygiene has improved immensely since primary school, which should make paying rent more enjoyable. Plus, I'll say whatever is necessary to keep you from commuting night after night. Poppy. I'm not kidding. This is East London. You're staying with me and I don't want to hear any more argument. Booker.
Mr. Practical, I hope you know what you're offering. You do remember what I'm like, right? Poppy.
Miss Poppy, I fully expect to hear you singing in the shower. Booker, aka your future flatmate, even though you won't admit it yet. Chapter 2. Flatmates. Booker. Are you two going to help me unpack, or are you just here for wanker colour commentary? I drop a huge box of pots and pans on the French oak flooring in the kitchen of my new flat. It's not the biggest flat in the neighbourhood, but it's situated in the heart of Shoreditch Triangle, London, which is a great spot to be. Plus, it's been completely renovated and updated with modern finishings, so I really like it. My brother Camden drops down off the counter he was perched upon. Booker, did you see your kitchen has 2 ovens? Not that the Pratt can actually cook, my other brother, Tanner, adds, as he opens and closes the oven doors like they're objects from outer space. Living with Dad for 25 years has spoiled the child. You guys lived with him just as long as I did, I argue. Camden ignores my completely valid point as he hitches his voice to do his imitation of the Queen that he thinks is so hilarious. My baby Booker gets a cook and a housekeeper for as long as he likes. And baby Book will never touch a dirty laundry item. We have people for that, Tanner chirps, mimicking the same pitch. Camden shakes his finger. Baby Book shan't drive himself to practice. Or wipe his own arse after a code brown round. Tanner's last jab sends Cam into a fit of laughter, and the two high-five like the tossers they are. I roll my eyes and ignore them like I have for most of my life. There's no use fighting with these two. Firstly, they are twins, so they will always gang up on me. Secondly, my brothers and I know that living at home with Dad had major perks. Our family home is on the outskirts of London in Chigwell. It's a large brown brick mansion that was quite sparse most of our lives, but when our dad, Vaughan Harris, took the managing job with Bethnal Green FC and my three brothers and I started playing for him, he did some renovations. Now it's kitted out like a footballer's dream come true, complete with an in-home gym and stationary goals outside. Our sister had no interest in playing, so she got her restaurant-quality kitchen, where she was happy to work her way through our mum's old cookbooks and support all our football endeavours. Growing up was all about hat-tricks, penalties, and the full-time whistle. We were a football family, end of. As adults, we're more the same. Camden plays for Arsenal, while Tanner and I continue to bleed green and white for our dad's team. Our older brother Gareth is a defender for Man U, and Vi is currently enjoying the life of being a new mummy to a 6-month-old surprise baby.